Anglican Archbishop Thabo Makgoba not only has that seat within the church, but also chairs the Electoral Code of Conduct Observer Mission, which released a statement today. Your Grace, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It's a bit like asking the waves not to roll in to ask political parties to tone down rhetoric, isn't it?
It is, John, but we are slaves to hope, and as clerics, we have to shout from the rooftops, we have to shout from everywhere so that the message finally gets through the political parties, and particularly this time. And if the rhetoric is negative and counterproductive in terms of our body politic or where we hope the nation will go, we have to speak up.
Do you have in your own head? Is it a kind of reasoned intellectual appreciation, or is it simply a gut feel? That's acceptable, that's not.
I think, John, is a combination of both. It's like when you read the constitutional values of dignity, of respect, and undergirding those is just a sense of decency. One would hope that those that run for public office would embody those. But then again, when you listen to just simple parishioners in some forgotten places and hear their cry to say, hey, this particular season and period is rougher. So your reasoned intellectual ability and your gut feel says something is wrong and somebody has to say something if you are within ECOC and a representative of the people.
Say something, yes, but saying something only works if people are willing to listen, and I'm not sure that applies to politicians generally, and certainly doesn't seem to apply to South African politicians at this time. One needs, you know, the carrot is the appeal to decency. The stick is consequence. Does ECOC have any control over consequence?
Unfortunately, John, ECOC can only bring moral pressure to bear. And I think in the past, we have summoned people to bishops' courts, and they have listened. We have appealed to their humanity as politicians to say there's no amorphous being who is, you know, politically wired and does not know the importance of remorse, the importance of feeling pain, and the importance of knowing that what they're doing, if they are demeaning the other, they themselves demean themselves. So that appeal has, to some extent, landed on their conscience, their moral conscience, and that's why John will keep on knocking, even if people want to win power against all odds and winner takes it all. It doesn't work like that. They have to share the space, and they need to remember, and that's where we're appealing, that beyond the 8th of May, we have South Africa, and they have each other. They have those communities that have polarized to lead.
Is there a role for you to play to, you know, the IEC is an independent organization, and one has to be very careful about pressurizing independent organizations. But is there perhaps a role for ECOC, a greater engagement role with the IEC in enforcing the Electoral Code of Conduct? Because I hear things every single day that seem to me to be fairly clear breaches of the Electoral Code of Conduct. When Tony Yangeni tweets, we have a row of clean tires waiting for you, Herman Mashaba, and he's allowed to get away with that and there is no consequence for that, then, you know, all you can do is ask Tony Yangeni to come and see you at Bishop's Court and appeal to his conscience, but I'm not sure that he has one. So then what? You know, where do you go with that? And that's just one example, and I could put another 20 on the table from different political figures.
Exactly. But what we then do, John, in the past, we have also summoned the IEC when the people have heard that the IEC is not enforcing the Electoral Code of Conduct. And then if Tony Yangeni, for example, that is picked up, does that, I'm sure the other societal organs of states should take their calls. I mean, the person who has been demeaned should take the matter to the electoral court, or they should take the matter to the police. And people must know that there are consequences for their behavior. And if we highlight the values and the moral pressure, we are also enabling those that says, I feel demeaned. Now, what are the consequences? Let me go to the equality court because I feel wronged. Let me go to the police and report this. The tendency is during this time, people want to ignore the other organs of society and think it's free for all. You can do as you please. You're right, John. There should be consequences. And I will say to South Africans, please don't excuse people because this is a campaigning environment and that we can just destroy each other like that.
Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon, Archbishop Thabo Makgoba, who was speaking to us in his capacity as chairman of the Electoral Code of Conduct Observer Commission.